Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 edition. One thing that was very obvious, if you look at the state of Virginia, Donald Trump won Virginia November 5th, 2024, just last year. Won it big over Kamala Harris. The president's endorsed candidate, Republican businessman for governor, got his butt kicked by the Democrat in Virginia last night. They called it like 10 minutes after the polls closed. As the numbers started coming in, it was clear, it was obvious, Trump's endorsed candidate again lost. The pundits said, well, because of Northern Virginia, a lot of people work in Washington, D.C. for the federal government, and because of the government shutdown, they came out and protested against Donald Trump by voting against his endorsed candidate. Donald Trump's track record, folks, just so you know, he's like 0 for forever on special elections and November general elections of his endorsed candidates. Mike Rogers lost to Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senator last year. Well, Rogers says he's going to run again in 26. Donald Trump's endorsed him again. Well, there's going to be another candidate running, announcing very soon here on this radio show, probably next week. I know her. I know her husband. And it's going to be very, very interesting, the support she gets and where the money's coming from, to run against Mike Rogers in the August primary next year. Donald Trump's endorsed candidate may lose in August next year. Mike Rogers may not be on the ballot of November against the Democrat. It's going to be a very interesting race, and you're going to hear about it here on this show. But one thing you got to understand, Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot in Virginia last night. And right now, Northern Virginia is ticked off at him because they're blaming him for the government shutdown when in fact, it's the Democrats. Five Democrat U.S. senators will not join United States Senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. He's voting with the Republicans to open the government back up. Well, they can't get the filibuster rule set aside. The going nuclear option, not something they're wanting to do, because they don't want the Democrats to use it when they're back in power. Which could happen next year. Not only could they take back the U.S. Senate majority, they might take back the House. Donald Trump will be impeached again if Jeffries is the Speaker. Donald Trump's presidency will be neutered by the Democrat-controlled U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate. How is that going to happen? Because we don't get out to vote. Donald Trump's not on the ballot next year. We don't even necessarily like his endorsed candidates. So, you know what? I'm not going to bother. That is not an option. Because regardless of who wins the primary, we are electing everybody except the president next year in the state of Michigan. You have to understand this. This is not your normal midterm election. In talking with Steve Gruber yesterday, he said, Randy, I've got independent verification reports. They've added up Ad Impact, this high-priced consulting firm that Steve consults with, $950 million. Almost $1 billion is going to be spent on political ads, mailers, radio, and TV starting in January. Interesting thing that also Steve told me about that I did not hear this anywhere. George Soros has bought 50 radio stations in Michigan. And effectively, they were all talk stations, like ours, like many of the stations that Steve Gruber airs his show on from 6 to 9 every morning, Monday through Friday. George Soros dangled a bunch of cash in front of these radio station owners, and they sold out. And do you know what George Soros' programming is going to be starting December 1st on many of these radio stations? ESPN Sports. He is taking conservative talk shows off the air and replacing it with sports. ESPN Radio. Two of the stations that Steve was on down in Battle Creek and Kalamazoo were sold to George Soros. His business model is gotten hurt because of George Soros buying these stations, and that's why he so desperately wants to come back on our station. Randy, we have to work together for next year's election. I don't disagree with that, but I'm sorry, not going to support Mike Rogers in the August primary next year. We are going to have a choice, and I'm voting for the other candidate. Not going to support him in any way, shape, or form. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I love what you're doing for our country as president, but I'm not going to support your endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate here in Michigan next year. Not going to happen. So we will have a primary. The best man or woman will win. And then we're going on to November. But you got to understand something, folks. Donald Trump's not going to be on the ballot next year. And the Democrats don't like his agenda and what he's doing for our country. They're actually inciting, motivating the Democrats to get out and vote more so than what the Republicans are doing. If that happens here in Michigan and we elect a Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general, Democrat secretary of state, I got to tell you, folks, I'm going to very seriously look at selling everything and moving out of Michigan, because I will not stand by and watch this state decay and into become a second California. Not going to do it. Jocelyn Benson, Mike Duggan, Garland Gilchrist agenda as to what they want to continue in this state, not interested. Duggan wants ranked choice voting. Are you kidding me? That's what gave us Mamdani as the mayor of New York City. Mamdani won using a ranked choice voting system in their Democrat primary. Sorry. Not interested, Mike. And I'm definitely not interested in Jocelyn Benson being the next governor of the state of Michigan. So, that's the takeaway from last night. when Donald Trump's not on the ballot, these swing states, Virginia, they went absolutely, totally Democrat. Even electing an attorney general, Democrat, young man, black man, attorney general, even after he posted just 3 years ago that the Republican speaker in New Jersey's legislature should be shot and killed, that his children should be shot and killed. Especially right after the assassination murder of Charlie Kirk, this guy gets elected in Virginia last night as attorney general. Many said those comments that came out about his post absolutely disqualified him to be a candidate, let alone win the election. But he was on Mikey Sherrill's coattails. She won governor, he won attorney general. Not by as large a margin, but he still won. This is insanity, people. But you got to understand, know this now, Donald Trump's not going to be on our ballot a year from right now, November 2026. If we don't get out and vote like we did November 5th, 2024, giving Donald Trump the largest victory ever, not only winning the Electoral College, but the national popular vote, well, we don't get out and vote, guess what? State of Michigan could be in trouble. So you need to start talking to your friends right now. Educate them as to what happened in New York. Educate them about what happened in Virginia. And explain to them Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot last night, and this is what happened. He's not going to be on the ballot next November. You got to get out the vote. You need to be part of this effort. With the right candidates, we can win and we can start fixing the state of Michigan. Pure and simple. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Checking the text messages during the break. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. George Soros is buying up radio stations to control the narrative, using sports as a cover. I believe he will eventually change the programming to further his subversive agenda. When you control the outlets of information, you can eliminate any opposing viewpoint. When the FCC changed the rules regarding consolidation of media outlets, it became part of their plan. We see it in all forms of media. Well, can't argue with that at all. One of the things that you have to understand, this is a battle for the First Amendment. Because you're right, Jeff. Right now, Soros is going to run ESPN Sports on these stations. At some point, he's going to try to bring liberal, progressive talk shows, programming back to those stations. We all remember the failed attempt at progressive radio that ended up basically not getting any sponsors, dying, going away. The only possible radio format that at least makes enough money to pay the bills is conservative talk shows. Look at what Sean Hannity has done over the years. What Jesse Waters is starting to do, Laura Ingraham, Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, they're leading in the ratings. The radio shows. Put up a progressive liberal on another station in northern Michigan to compete with me from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, they'll be off the air within a year. Nobody's going to be listening, and nobody for sure is going to be advertising. Oh, there might be some big libs that will donate and sponsor them and try to prop them up. It won't last for long. George Soros has so much money, though, he could do this in Michigan and financially support it for as long as necessary before probably ending up selling the stations back to the private sector. He's a big government unto himself. Oh, he doesn't have a flag. He doesn't have any geography that's called Soros country. But he is a government to himself. The influences that he puts into our politics, I don't know how he gets away with it. We can't donate unlimited amount of funds from our businesses to our candidates, but George Soros can. And he does it with PACs, and he does it with all the things that legally they can do that we can't afford to even set up. I talked to an attorney the other day. How much is it going to cost to set up a PAC for next year's election? I wanted to consider putting a PAC together for conservative patriots. Attorney wanted a $5,000 retainer to start. Okay. Not going to be starting a PAC. And basically, George Soros did to what we're going through right here in this radio station. We're being sued, trying to get us off the air, trying to get me off this microphone and bankrupt the radio station. If it happens, the person suing us will prevail. Don't know what's going to happen to the radio station. You might be hearing country music. I don't know if he likes country music, but that might be what's on this station. You want to help us? You want us to defend my First Amendment rights? Text me legal. And I'll send you the link to make a donation online, or you can mail a check. Personal, corporate, it doesn't matter. Make it out to Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, and our P.O. Box is 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. If you text me legal, the link has the online donation along with our mailing address on the link I send you. It's a war, it's a battle, and we're in it. One of the things you have to understand, bottom line, that's what the left is doing. And right now, it appears they're doing it better than the right. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body.